Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies today with our high nearing 50. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 31. A chance for some rain showers on Friday, cloudy with our high of 54. And more rain possible throughout Friday night with a low of 32. Another chance for some rain on Saturday, partly sunny with our high of 58. And more showers possible Saturday night with a low of 30. And more rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Drought conditions continue to be an issue across the state of Kansas and the Mid-America region. And as we go into springtime with spring planting for many farmers and ranchers, they say there's also another issue when it comes to cattle producers across the state as well.
Everything we do is double what it was. Feed, tires, fuel, you know, everything that goes into ranching. In this country, and as poor as the sand is, we always get dry in July and August. But like this fall, it just didn't rain. You know, what if the wheat survived, it's just seedling type stuff like you drilled it.
That was Steve Stratford with Stratford Angus in Pratt, Kansas on KWCH News, where he says there's only three options for those that are cattle producers across the state when it comes to severe drought conditions.
So you're talking about abused pastures that haven't got any relief, that we're just 2 weeks from everybody's got to go on them or feed their cattle or sell them. I mean, that's the three choices.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week, we're expecting a good run of cattle. We're going to have around 1,000 head. A couple of our featured consignments this week will be 60 head of steer and heifer calves that have been weaned for 45 days. They'll be weighing 5 to 6. Then we'll have 2 loads of good red and black heifers coming off of wheat that'll be weighing 775 to 8 1/4. And then we'll have 2 loads of mostly black steers coming that'll be weighing 850 to 9. If you want to see a full list of our consignments for this week and a list of our upcoming sales, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any consignments you want to give us, or any questions for us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54 and online at eldoradolivestock.com. The state of Kansas has ranked towards the bottom of the list on the latest national survey regarding states with the most innovation in their states, as Kansas ranked 38th overall according to the latest WalletHub.com study on 2023's most and least innovative states, looking at a range of issues, including STEM professionals, research and development, and spending per capita. WIBW reports that overall, the state of Kansas ranked number 43 in human capital, 35th in innovation and environment. Around the Mid-America region, the state of Colorado ranks 6th overall with innovation, Missouri at 36th, Nebraska at 44th, and the state of Oklahoma near the bottom at 46th nationally. In other news, the Lawrence Police Department are investigating after they found a woman dead at a homeless camp in the community. WIBW reports that according to police, they do not suspect any foul play in the death. According to police, they received the call just after 8 p.m. on Tuesday when they found the 36-year-old woman unresponsive inside a tent. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Congressman Adrian Smith from the Hastings area visited the Tri-Cities area, speaking at Hastings College and talking to individuals about different topics, including immigration, the war in Ukraine, trade, and even the issue with Mexico right now, with the country refusing to accept corn from the United States. As he says, it's an issue the Biden administration needs to focus on.
Very concerned. The fact that Mexico has even tried this, I find troubling. The fact that President Biden hasn't said a word about it from the stage, I'm concerned. But we do have this, call it a fallback mechanism for what is called dispute resolution. It can be cumbersome, but it is a process.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, he says it is concerning without the response from the President of the United States, and saying as a member of the legislative branch, we ultimately approve a trade agreement. The negotiation of trade agreements historically has been from the administration
from the executive branch, as he says the issue is important for Nebraska's involvement in global trade.
Flash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
The first public meeting regarding the proposed jail project in Marshall County was held in Marysville Tuesday evening and drew some 30 residents. During the two-hour-plus meeting, the project evolution was outlined. The architect, construction manager at risk, and bond counsel presented information. Plans were initiated nearly 6 years ago to remodel and expand the existing facility with an initial 15,400-square-foot expansion project estimated at $5.9 million in 2019. During COVID, plans shifted to a location east of Marysville with purchase of land in late 2020. Designs were contracted. AHRS Construction was hired late in 2021 as construction manager at risk. After reducing the initial size some 2,000 square feet, an estimate for 21,300-square-foot facility was estimated this past year at over $12 million. Commissioners passed a resolution to finance up to $6.5 million through a lease purchase, which was challenged by citizen protest, resulting in a special election on the funding set for April 25th. Sheriff Tim Ackerman shared a video of the current jail, noting safety and functionality concerns. He said that a new jail is needed.
As you can tell, some of the places in this jail are unsafe and are a liability. We are out of room as we have tried to utilize every space possible. The new jail has become necessary, not a want.
The architect shared design plans and noted inadequate space and parking concerns if the current site were expanded and underlined safety and security challenges. The new facility would be single level with options for future expansion if additional judicial center functions or space were acquired down the road.
Because that I think matters when it's related to what your community needs and then what's the long term to that. Because there's been a lot of thought, and as the commissioner stated at the very beginning of this meeting, this wasn't something that just happened 6 months ago. This has been a thought process that your community, your commissioners, and your sheriffs have had for many, many years. And it's a safety security piece. And so I want to talk through that a tad bit.
He noted that this is a long-term design.
So the county chose a site right down here by the subway, right behind the subway, for a new facility. Very progressive and thinking through what that site can be. We were actually just talking a little bit today about it some more. And the fact that the site is not just, hey, let's put the new jail and the sheriff's office out here. There's a plan for it. It's a plan for 40 years. It's a plan for 50 years. It's a plan for 60 years. The plan allows for the community to think down the road. It can allow for additional expansion of the current jail, if that is ever needed, okay? It can allow for court and or administration on this site next to the building. All of those things are forward thinking as it relates to what we're trying to get accomplished. So I think those are things to think about.
An AHRS representative talked cost of the project.
To know that, I mean, we're basically at the point where we're going to build you the best facility for the best cost out there. Our job is to find as many subcontractors, get into the area. We have great relationships with bringing people to the area. We know we can bring people in and get a good price for this project. And going through this design process, we've also, I know we've taken a hard look with the commissioners, with Jeff and his team, to what do we really need, what can we cut out, what is necessary, and what is excess. And I think we've come up with a good project.
Additional public meetings are being planned for Blue Rapids and perhaps Beatty in the near future, dates and locations to be determined. A fatality accident was reported Sunday morning south of Marysville, which claimed the life of a Blue Rapids man. 25-year-old Caleb Pinnick lost control on Pheasant Road near 12th Road, struck a mailbox, then overcorrected and went into the ditch, rolling twice, striking a post and a tree, then ending up in a dry creek bed. That accident reportedly occurred shortly before 8 a.m. Sunday, and Caleb Pinnick of Blue Rapids was found dead at the scene. The artist exhibition for Sarah Russell at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art in Marysville will be Thursday evening. It was postponed from last week and runs 5 until 6:30. The exhibition by Russell runs through March 30th with the Art Center open Thursday and Tuesday evenings 4 until 6, Saturdays 10 to 2, Sundays noon to 3. The Washington County Historical Society meeting and program is planned in Washington. That was postponed from last Thursday. We'll begin this evening at 7 at the FNB Basement Meeting Room in Washington and is open to the public. Charles R. Chuck Wilkinson, age 69, of Barnes, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Chuck Wilkinson. Lisa A. Repke, age 60, of Blue Rapids, passed away a year ago, March 21st. Graveside service this Friday at 1 p.m. at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, north of Blue Rapids, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Lisa Repke. Caleb A. Pinnick, age 25, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the family cemetery south of Prospect Hill. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Caleb Pinnick. Rosemary Klausenbutcher, age 88, of Greenleaf, passed away February 3rd. A memorial mass is planned Saturday, 10 a.m., Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Rosie Klausenbutcher. Sandra D. Penn, age 70, of Topeka, formerly Vermilion, passed away March 6th. Funeral service is planned Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Sandra Penn. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, and applesauce. Tomorrow, fettuccine alfredo with spinach, garlic bread, Normandy blend, and mandarin oranges. Kia DY News Time, 7:17.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying cloudy today with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Another slight chance for some rain showers on Friday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid-50s. And showers may continue throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Still a chance for some rain showers on Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 50s, westerly winds between 10 and 15, and gusting as high as 25. And rain showers may continue over Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Cloudy on Sunday with a slight chance for some rain showers and our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s, and more rain possible over Sunday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Rain showers early on Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s, and partly cloudy Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late March 59, record high on this date 89, the average low 34, and the record low 13. Sunrise this morning 7:26, sunset this evening at 7:41. It's 34 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 23rd of March. KNDY News Time 719. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Dine in or carry out, Bite Me Barbecue serves it up the way you prefer. Order in or order ahead on their mobile app. And remember, you can always grab and go for the family or large gatherings with all their smoked meats by the pound and sides as well. Daily specials and a full menu at Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The return of Ja, and McDavid scores again. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Ja Morant returned from suspension last night, coming off the bench and scoring 17 points to go along with 5 assists in the Grizzlies' 130-125 win over the Rockets. Post-game?
Meant a lot, man. Obviously, I'm thankful and, you know, grateful for everybody, you know, who's been supporting me, you know, during this time. Felt good to be back. You know, super excited. Glad we was able to get the win.
The NBA best Bucks hosted the Spurs. By the third quarter, the rout was on at Fiserv Forum.
Holiday is into the front court. Passes right of the lane. It's Middleton flinging it out top. Giannis going to pull the trigger on another three. That one rims in.
The call on WTMJ. Giannis scored 31 points to lead all scorers and grab 14 boards as Milwaukee routed San Antonio 130-94. Continuing on the hard boards, Nikola ain't no Jokic. Led the Nuggets with 31 points. Denver took care of business on the road, beating Washington 118-104. In Miami, fourth quarter, Jimmy G buckets put the Knicks away.
Still has it with Brunson trying to be annoying. Gets to the top of the circle. Jumper got it.
The call on WQAM, Butler had a game-high 35 points. The Heat topped the Knicks 127-120. In Dallas, Steph Curry came up clutch.
Curry's got it, a one-point lead, 6 to shoot. Curry drives, has a seam, lays it in!
The call on ESPN Radio, Curry put the Warriors up 3 with just under 10 seconds left. They held on for the 127-125 win over the Mavs to the ice of the NHL, Edmonton.
And Boyd gets dumped down. McDavid again got it from Draisaitl.
Call on 630 CHED. Connor McDavid scored his 60th goal of the campaign. The Oilers beat the Coyotes 4-3 in overtime. And in Denver, the Penguins skated by the Avalanche 5-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Listen to Kansas State basketball today on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, you know, today is Thursday, March the 23rd. So before we get going on this Thursday, let's take a look back at yesterday. Here's how your Wednesday finished. Corn for May, 633.5, up 3.5. July corn, up a half at 611.75. Looking at wheat for May, 663.5, down 19.75. Wheat for July, 674.75, down 17.75. Kansas City wheat for May, 811.25 was your final price, down 9. July Kansas City wheat down 7.5 at 799.25. Minneapolis wheat for May, 833.75, down 12. Minneapolis wheat for July, 833.75, down 10.25. May oats finished at 362.5, up 3.5. Looking at soybeans for May, down 18.5 at 1448.5. July soybeans, 1425, down 23.5. Taking a look at cotton for May, 78.28 final price, up 43 cents. Taking a look at cattle, live cattle for April finished the day at 162.30. That's down 12.5 cents. High was 162.65, low 160.62.5. Live cattle for June finished the day at 155.90, down 25 cents. High was 156.25, low 154.37.5. Feeder cattle for March ended the day at 188.25, down 52.5 cents. High was 189.25, low 188. Feeder cattle for April, 194.37.5, down 32.5 cents.
Did you know that Kansas is a fire-adapted landscape and prescribed fires play a critical role in maintaining our grasslands' health and reducing wildfire risk? From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Luke Burning, Kansas Forest Service Fuel Specialist, gives insight on prescribed burning in Kansas.
If you're applying it appropriately, you can increase your foliar nutrition on your grass. You can increase the vigor of your desired species. They'll outcompete species that aren't favorable for fire. You can set back undesired species. The key here is that it has to be applied appropriately. You have to know your plant community. You have to know your local conditions, because all these things play into how that fire affects your plant community out there. If you burn at the wrong time, you can have the exact opposite effect. You can reduce the nutrition. You can set back your production of grass for multiple years. If you burn at the wrong time, if you burn during a drought, it can take up to 3 years for you to recover your production. Knowing what you have and the most appropriate way for that grassland to be managed with fire is how you can make sure that you're not leaving something on the table and you're not harming your pastures.
Burning explains when burns will take place and why.
The end of March and beginning of April is really when things start to light up. Here in the Flint Hills, we'll actually burn about 2 million acres over the course of 3 to 5 days. And so that traditional burn period comes from some research that was published here in 1968 at K-State. And that research showed that that late March, early April time frame resulted in the greatest gains for stalker calves. Some recent research out of the stalker unit here at K-State has proven that alternate burn windows can bring identical gains, along with the beneficial side effects of controlling Sericea, old world bluestem, and doing a better job of controlling brush. So this goes back to knowing your plant community. The traditional time frame might be the right choice for you, but we're learning that we can still have a productive cattle operation and also receive other benefits if we consider other options.
He continues by discussing the regulations that come with burning.
Generally, what I've seen in Kansas is that at a minimum, you're going to have to call dispatch and let them know where you're burning. And the thought behind that is that somebody's going to call it in. They're going to say that, you know, there's a smoke plume over there, and then the dispatcher can respond. You know, they can look and say, oh, you know what, we have a prescribed fire going on over there on road A, and it's under control. And so that way they don't have to send out volunteer firefighters to something that is not an issue. And so at a minimum, call in dispatch, but it varies by county. So on that, it's just referring to your local regulations. And often those will be posted on the county's website.
That's Kansas Forest Service Fuel Specialist Luke Burning with insight on prescribed burning in Kansas. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting over 1,300 head of cattle for the sale today, including two 1-week-old black bull calf and heifer calf. Four black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 475, 16 weighing 4 to 5, 7 black bulls and heifers 4 to 5, 30 red steers and heifers 4 to 550, 53 black steers and heifers 4 to 550, 15 weighing in at 4 to 550, 82 mixed steers and heifers 4 to 575, 25 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 96 black and red steers 4 to 6, 28 black and Charlie Cross steers and heifers weighing in at 4 to 600 pounds. 65 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6 and a quarter, 35 at 425 to 6, 45 black and red heifers, 4.5 to 550, 30 black steers and heifers, 450 to 6, 61 weighing in at 450 to 650, 46 at 450 to 650, 30 mixed heifers weighing in at 5 to 5.5, 10 black steers and heifers, 5 to 550, 5 black steers and heifers, 5 to 5.5, 5 weighing in at 5 to 6, 15 black and red heifers, 5 to 6, 35 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6, 40 black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 6 and a quarter, 70 black and Charlie steers and heifers, 5 to 7, 70 black steers and heifers, 5 to 7, 35 weighing 5 and a quarter to 7, 45 weighing 6 to 6 and a half, 30 black heifers, 7 to 750, 40 black heifers, they weigh 7 to 750, 5 red steers and heifers, 750 pounds, 36 black and red heifers, 750 to 8 and a quarter, 15 mixed steers and heifers, 800 to 1,000 pounds, 62 mostly yearling black steers weigh 850 to 9, and 120 red and Charlie yearling steers, 850 to 9 and a quarter. Sale start time 10 a.m. today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
For an ornamental bush with a big splash of spring color, don't forsake forsythia.
all about one of springtime's earliest bloomers today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 23rd, the 82nd day of the year. Actresses Joan Crawford and Carrie Russell were both born on this day. Yellow may mean caution on the freeway, but in nature it means full speed ahead for springtime. We're talking about that yellow bush that will soon be bursting into bloom, Forsythia. Named after Scottish botanist William Forsyth, it is as much of a harbinger of spring as robins and earthworms. But if your Forsythia isn't looking as vibrant as it used to, it may be time for some renewal pruning. That means removing up to a third of the canes or branches. But be careful to prune only new growth. The blossoms for next year's blooms are already forming inside the old wood. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find our recommended monthly outdoor chores at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY. It's 34 degrees, still a cloudy overcast, with highs forecast in the upper 40s to around 50 for today.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a Thursday, and good morning, because at 11 o'clock here this morning, we will be on our cow-calf bred cow sale sharp at 11 o'clock this morning. Well, this one's always exciting when you get the good calves inside, folks, and we certainly have that here this morning. We will start with the Hilt first calf, cow-calf families, 40 Black Angus with the eight-eyed calves at side. Eight-eyed the Trailblazer. The calves are born February 11th through the 15th. They're all worked. They're fancy. They got the red ear tags in the ear. You can always identify them. And they certainly got the quality. That's 40 head of Hilt families. Up next is Kim and Wade Thornburg with 23 F1 Black Baldy families. They do have the AI'd calves at side of Herbster Game Changer. We do have the Herbster bull and female sale coming up in April right here. But those Herbster Game Changer 371 are certainly good calves. They will be second in the ring. Next up is Rademachers. They are out of Adams. We sold their first calf bred heifers there in December. Here is three that were a little later. The families, they have black calves at side. And always good, Rademacher families. Up next on the deck is the cow-calf families, Frazee Farms. They are all done calving, but they do have these three late head, the black calves with the families. Folks, the age on the cows are three-year-old, and six-year-old with fancy black calves at side. Hilt cattle have 24 head of Black Angus cows. They do have the purebred Black Angus D&D sired calves at side. These cows are going to be 10 at seven-year-olds. There's going to be eight-year-olds, and there is six broken mouth, and the calves at side are fancy. Window and Kent Lane dispersed there in January, but here is five head of families that have black calves on side, certainly good calves. The cows are 7 and 8, and broken mouth on the five head of cows. John Snoke has four Red Angus cows, Red Angus calves at side. They got in late yesterday, but Doc will get the ages on them here this morning. They certainly be look like that 5, 6, 7-year-olds, but Doc will certainly make that call. So the families, the cow-calf families, will follow the first calf families. In the first calf bred heifer department, we do have Rademacher's Fancy Five black bred heifers. They're going to be bred to Horned Hereford. They are 8 to 9 months, great size, great rib. Boys, they're good, good first calf bred heifers. DeVern Hagemeyer has 6 Hereford first calf bred heifers. They're nice, folks. Got a lot of size, rib, and depth, and so be sure and take a look at them. They're going to be bred to the Schweitzer Red Angus bulls. They're going to be 8 to 9 months, safe and calf. DeVern also has 7 black and red bred heifers. Again, they're going to be bred to Schweitzer Red Angus. The quality in all of these 13 head, super, super good with a lot of rib and a lot of butt. You'll certainly like those bred heifers. And the bred cows, guys, Plachex are going to start off. They're a fancy set of cows. The only problem is we only have 7. They're bred to Black Angus Conference Plus. They're going to be 7 to 8 months along. They're 3 to 4 year olds, a super set of young cows right there. Frazee Farms got 4 black bred cows. They're going to be 8 to 9 months. They are bred Black Angus. They're going to be the age of 5 to 8 to short, solid. Drogi out of Pawnee City's got 5. They're going to be bred Sim Angus. They're 5 to 6 months. They're 4 to 8 year olds. Greg Mock out of Crete's got 19 Sharon black cows. They're going to be bred to Hereford or Red Angus. They're going to be 5 to 7 months along. They're 3 years to broken. So that is the lineup here today. It starts at 11 o'clock. The main thing to remember, if you're coming to the sale, the first calf families are on the docket first. Hilt Cattle, Kim and Wade Thornburg, and the Rademacher first calf families. Well, folks, we say thanks. They had little influence to the sale. The cattle market traded yesterday at 164 on the live market, 265 on the carcass. We gained a dollar, so the cattle market feels really solid, and we certainly appreciate your business. So give us a call, Tanya, Rick, or Denny.